The memorial service for George Floyd in Minneapolis has now been going on for more than an hour and a half. Speaking to those attending and an international television audience, Mr. Floyd's family's lawyer, Benjamin Crump, recalled the words of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Dr. Martin Luther King said, "He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really like cooperating with it." You know, T.I., on that video, what we saw was torture. Reverend Jackson, what we saw in that video was inhumane. Martin III, what we saw in that video was evil. And so, America, we proclaim as we memorialize George Floyd, do not cooperate with evil. Protest against evil. Join the young people in the streets protesting against the evil, the inhumane, the torture that they witnessed on that video.
That's Mr. Floyd's family lawyer, Benjamin Crump, there. Now, noted civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton gave the eulogy. He told the crowd that Mr. Floyd's death was just one example of police brutality and the racism occurring every day all across America.
The reason why we're marching all over the world is we were like George. We couldn't breathe, not because there was something wrong with our lungs, but you wouldn't take your knee off our neck. We don't want no favors. Just get up off of us, and we can be and do whatever we can be.
Speakers at the service have been careful to avoid mentioning President Trump by name. Here's Reverend Sharpton again.
I saw somebody standing in front of a church the other day which had been boarded up as a result of violence, held the Bible in his hand. I've been preaching since I was a little boy. I never seen anyone hold a Bible like that, but I'll leave that alone. And the reason y'all late catching up to what these protests means is because you didn't turn your clock forward. Talking about make America great. Great for who and great when? We gonna make America great for everybody for the first time. Never was great for blacks. Never was great for Latinos. Wasn't never great for others. Wasn't great for women. Your own women had to march to get the right to vote.
That's the Reverend Al Sharpton there giving the eulogy for George Floyd in Minneapolis. In the last few minutes, a judge has set bail at $1 million each for the three former Minneapolis police officers charged with aiding and abetting in the murder of George Floyd. Bail for the three defendants who made their first court appearance today would be lowered to $750,000 each if they agree to certain conditions, including forfeiting any personal firearms.